evening and praise the Lord, everybody. Great evening, ladies, and praise the Lord, everybody, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Love Cookley. I greet you with Jesus' joy. I'm excited about the word of God this evening. So let's talk to the Lord and go into the word. Let us pray. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for everything that you've done for and in us. You are amazing, and we love you tonight. God, bless this time of sharing your word in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Ladies, I want to share a word and teach under a theme of none of these things move me. None of these things move me. I am in the book of Acts, chapter 20, and I am going to read 18 verses 18 through 24. Again, that's Acts 20, verses 18 through 24. And the word of God reads as so. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, and what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." That's the word of God. So here we look at Paul, the Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts. And a little bit prior to verses 18, Paul is just traveling. He's gone from city to city, place to place, and he is being all God has called him to be, and he is doing all God has called him to do. And then I'm quite sure we are all familiar that Paul wasn't always Paul. He was not always a follower of Christ. Paul was actually born Saul. In his early life, he was marked by brutal violence and relentless persecution of the church. Then later, Paul encounters Jesus on a road from Jerusalem going to Damascus. So that's a little background on Paul. And again, I'm believing that we are all familiar with Paul's backstory prior to meeting Jesus. And isn't it just wonderful how we all have a backstory and a time of our lives prior to having an encounter with Jesus Christ? That's wonderful right there. Jesus still saved. Beginning in 18, let's see. Oh, let's actually go down to 22. Paul is talking, and Paul says, "And see, now I go bound in the Spirit." That word "bound" jumped out at me. Bound meaning, when Paul said, I now go bound, what he's saying is, I now go under a legal or a moral obligation, like being bound by terms of a contract. Now, in my spiritual imagination, I see this contract as being one with Jesus Christ and one with the Holy Spirit. Paul says, I go bound. I go in the Spirit. I'm contracted. I have to do this to Jerusalem. And he says, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except, this is interesting, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. And that's really interesting because, first of all, in order for Paul to say that in every city or every time, the Holy Spirit testifies to him or warns him, the first thing that I see that applies to us, or the thing that I gather, is that we have to walk so close to the Holy Spirit where we hear him in every decision that we make, every step that we take, every time we come against our issue, a circumstance, that we are walking so close to him that we hear the Holy Spirit. We are not afar off like the prodigal son. And this is what I imagine in my spiritual imagination. Just imagine this. You're in a room and you're on a stage and or auditorium rather, and somebody is trying to tell you something. They have to scream and they have to holler in order for you to hear them. Or let's say you're on a baseball field and somebody's trying to hold a conversation with you. It'll be almost impossible to hold a conversation with someone if you're up in the seats and they are down on the field. So what I see, or what the Holy Spirit ministered to me, is that we ought to walk so close to God and so close that the Lord does not have to holler for us to hear him. But if the Holy Spirit or Jesus himself spoke to us, we could hear him in a whisper. So I see Paul as walking so close and being such a follower, working his ministry and doing what he's called to do. He's so close that the Holy Spirit keeps telling him over and over and over as you do what God is calling you to do, Paul, you're going to run into some hardship and some tribulation and maybe some prison, and you're going to be faced with all kinds of challenges. Now, that Paul seemed to not pay that any attention, and that's encouraging, because sometimes if the Holy Spirit will warn us of what is down the road, we will kind of change our minds and sit back upon that if we're really going to finish what we started. But Paul was determined. He was steadfast, tenacious. He had purpose to do what God has called him to do, and he was serious about it. I believe I've crossed somewhere between 22 and 23. Y'all bear with me. I'm excited about the word of God. Okay, so he knows awaits him because the Holy Spirit has warned him and has told him this. Now we get to 24, and Paul says, knowing what I know, knowing what the Holy Spirit has warned me about, he's drawn this conclusion, and he is, and this is his disposition, this is his attitude, and this is his stance. He says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count myself dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. Again, but none of these things move me. Meaning what? Paul takes the stance of none of these things, none of the warnings will cause me to change my mind. None of these warnings will cause me to change my course, my route on my path. Knowing what I know, it does not deter me from being who I am in Christ and doing what I've been called to do and fulfilling my purpose. None of this discourages me, and it makes me turn my back on God or causes me to throw in the towel or none of that. He is not fearful. He is not doubtful. He is determined with all of him to be all he is going to be in Jesus Christ. Now, isn't that something? If we would take that stance or that mindset of saying, none of these things move me. Yes, sometimes we're going to get aggravated. We may get frustrated. We get upset, and we hit all kinds of bumps and unplanned things happen. Life happens. And if we talk natural as women, we get all kinds of things going on depending on what season you are in as we age or as we grow in grace, rather. We deal with all kinds of physical things, emotional things, things with spouses, and if we're single, things in our singleness. All kinds of things happen in life. But it is encouraging and blessed to see the spirit of Paul and what Paul says in spite of this. And Paul had gone through some things prior to this. If you go back to around Acts maybe 15, 16, Paul had been imprisoned and had that Paul and Silas experience where they were locked up and they were chained all for the cause of Christ. And let's park right there for a second. Now, Paul and Silas are in jail, and they're jammed up. They're stocked down, and they are in prison. They can't move. They are isolated, and they are restricted. But nevertheless, they find it in their spirit to give God praise. And this is encouraging to me. It's funny how the enemy thought he really had Paul, or the law really thought that they had Paul with his back against the wall. And I can see or hear and imagine Paul saying, "You all have locked my ankles. You have locked my arms. You have locked my wrists." But the enemy forgot to lock one thing and to chain one thing, and that was Paul's mouth. As long as we are free to praise God and free to declare the word of God, we still can have the victory in the end. So that's encouraging also. So again, Paul had gone through some experiences prior to getting here, and really, if you look at it, he has gone through enough to have already changed his mind, changed his destination, and get the spirit of Jonah. Jonah had an assignment to go to Tarsus, did not want to go. So he skips town, he jumps on a boat to escape his divine assignment. He could have been, Paul could have took that spirit on, but Paul did not. And again, this is a man that persecuted the church and Christians. And to go through all of that and still be determined, again, and I'm being repetitive for a reason, to be determined to be all he is going to be in Christ, to be determined to do what he has been called to do no matter what, and to get to Acts 18 through 24, and in 24 to say, "But none of these things move me. None of these things deter me." I hear the old church saying, or the mothers used to say, "I'm pressing forward and I'm not turning back. I'm following Jesus and taking no chance of getting lost." So women of God, be encouraged that whatever you're going through, whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are being faced with, whatever you have on your plate, whatever's going on in your life, whatever seems to be going wrong, whatever challenges you may have, whatever hardship you may be experiencing, keep pressing toward the mark. And let's take on the mindset. Let's take on the spirit of Paul, where we look at our circumstances and we say to ourselves, "But none things move me." We have been called to the work of God, whatever your calling is, whatever God has laid at your hands to do, whatever your assignment is, whatever your purpose is, whatever you have been destined to be in him, have the attitude that come what may, no matter what, none of these things move me. And I do realize it's one thing to say it, But it's another thing to really walk in the spirit of that and have that. So I pray that your spirit, or our spirits rather, get to the place or get to the point where we are so saturated with God's word. We are so saturated with God's assignment. We are so saturated and have spent quality time in God's presence. Not that we become or get to a place where nothing moves us or nothing touches us in our emotions and our thought process. Not that way, because we're going to feel things. But in spite of our emotions and feeling things, we get to the point where in our spirit, our minds are made up, our hearts are fixed, and we are determined, like Paul, to continue to go in the path and in the way of the Lord, no matter what. Paul was called the apostle of grace. And usually it's funny how a lot of times the ministry that God gives us is usually the thing that we have experienced in Christ or the thing that we have gone through. Paul experienced the grace of God, again, being one who persecuted the church, and he was very violent against Christians. And then he has this experience where Jesus meets him on the road, and he experiences the grace of God. And then he spends the rest of his ministry sharing that same grace that he experienced himself with sinners and unbelievers. So again, I keep saying this, we just get to that point, and I pray we get to that place where the things that usually shake us don't shake us. And the things that usually move us or distract us, I pray that those things no longer distract us or move us, that we just become as determined as Paul, realizing now that we are human, but with God's grace and with God's anointing, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. I share this with you before we praying before we close, and it looks like I am not going to hit that 8:30 mark, but you all be patient. These are the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, meaning no gender, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain. I pray that you all was blessed by the word, and more so encouraged. Now, we've only begun to scratch the surface. I've just shared what the Holy Spirit gave to me. I pray that when we end the call, and later as you walk and as you read and as you study, that the Holy Spirit ministers this to you in the way that you need it ministered to you. I encourage you to go back and dig in the word to check out to see what happened prior to this and then what happens after this. Let us pray. Let us talk to the Lord. God, we thank you for the sharing time. We thank you, Master, for speaking to us. We thank you for your anointing. God, your anointing makes the difference. We thank you for your presence. And God, we answer the call, not the call to preach or the call for a title, in the call for traditional ministries. The greatest call, God, is the call to your presence. So that's what we do on tonight, God. We answer to the call to your presence where you summons us to your feet, and we sit at your feet, and we are saturated, and we are touched by you, and you breathe on us, and we receive revelation and strategy for life. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we get to that place where we seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then we look for the other things to be added. We pray, Lord God, that you will meet us in our prayer time, that sacred place, that quiet place, and that time where we go in and we close the door and we sup with you and you with us, and we commune with you and the Holy Spirit. And we just don't talk and run down a list, but we sit in your presence and we wait to see what you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit has to say to us. We thank you for not just being our Savior, but for being Lord over all. We call you Jesus. We call you Master. We call you Friend. We call you Provider. We call you our God. And we are so thankful this evening that we are your children, your people. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you just continue to draw us nearer unto thee, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for family members. We pray for our friends. We pray for our children. God, we pray for husbands in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we take this time and we pray for those that are unsaved, that don't know you. And we pray, Lord God, that salvation would hit their house in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that as we walk through, God, and we walk on this journey, that you will continue to walk with us and talk with us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you because we're asking you for things, but God, we also thank you for what you have already done for us. We know that everything that we have and everything that we are, it is your hand, God, that has provided it for us. Nobody but you, nobody greater than you. Thou art the Christ, your Son of the living God, and we thank you. Now, God, as we continue, God, just pour out on us fresh anointing, grace in the name of Jesus, mercy in the name of Jesus. You have already promised it, and you said it's made new every morning for us. Give us strength, God, to do what you have called us to do and to more so be what you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. We take this time right now because we are women and we have the victory, and you've given us power in our mouths. We speak death to every unclean thing and to every spirit and everything that is trying to overtake us right now in the name of Jesus. We curse unclean spirits, distracting spirits to the root in the name of Jesus. Strongholds, we curse it to the root, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we speak that it shall die in the name of Jesus, God. We speak, God, in the name of Jesus, that our hunger for you and our thirst for you, that grows, and that we hunger and thirst after you, Lord God, and your righteousness in the name of Jesus. And now, God, because you have already done great things for us, we just take a moment and we praise you and we worship you, Jesus. And we tell you thank you because you have answered prayers in the past. There's some things that's on our individual hearts on tonight. There's some things we need you to do. Hallelujah. There's some things that we need you to turn. There's some doors we need you to open. There's some doors we need you to close. And God, we welcome you to be Lord, and we welcome you to be God in our lives. And we pray that those things take place in the name of Jesus. We pray against every hindering spirit and everything that we're dealing with individually, everything that's keeping us from doing what we need to be doing and being who we are in you. We pray against that in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, just as the children of Israel were at the Red Sea, and the thing that they were trying to escape was behind them, and they knew that the next chapter and the next thing that you had for them was before them, but they were frightened because of the sea. And just in the nick of time, you parted the sea and made the water to be as walls. So, God, we pray even now that if we're in that space where we're looking behind us, but we're determined to go forward, but we're running and trying to get away from the thing in the past and old habits and things that have attempted to bound us. God, part those things for us in the name of Jesus, that we may walk through in the name of Jesus and get to where we are going and you, in you. We are determined to fulfill our destinies in the name of Jesus. We are determined to be successful and to accomplish what we have been destined to accomplish. We're determined to do that by any means necessary. So, God, have your way in our lives. Lord God, you said not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. God, do it in the spirit room in the name of Jesus. If we are blind, open blinded eyes in the name of Jesus, and help us, oh God, to be who you've called us to be, and that is victorious. You promised us, and you said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You told us, and you called us more than conquerors, and you told us that we can do all things in you. So we decree and declare that those things are done according to your word and according to our faith in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you praise. We lift up holy hands. We bless you with the fruit of our lips in the name of Jesus. And God, we have about 4 minutes left, and we want to spend that in worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're a wonder in my soul in the name of Jesus. God bless every woman on the line in the name of Jesus. We pray for encounters. We pray for visitation. In the name of Jesus, we pray that your presence will cover us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. There's some things you're doing in the spirit realm. And God, we thank you for that. We bless your name. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We praise you. We lift your name up. We magnify you. We extol you, God, because there's nobody like you. We couldn't make it without you, couldn't live without you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, as we worship you, as we praise you, Jesus, speak to us. Minister to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lift heavy hearts on tonight. Lift burdens in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom and give us strategy. God, I know everything we need. We got it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for you having your way in our lives. We thank you and we decree that that will be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you. Ladies, I pray that you have been blessed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you have received something from this word. And again, continue to sup in fellowship and commune with the Lord. I encourage you to seek after him the more. I encourage you to, wherever you are in your walk with him, to spend more quality time with him. I pray that we keep one another in mind, that we lift each other up in the name of Jesus. I pray that our ministries and our assignments will not be aborted, will not be held up, but that we will continue on this journey with the Lord, doing what he says to do. I pray that we have obedient spirits in the name of Jesus. I pray this simple prayer that as we walk with God, that we are kind, that we are gentle, that we are sweet in the name of Jesus, and that we learn how to love the way that God says love. He said that he would know, that the world would know his disciples by what? By the love that we show one for another. God loves you. Have a wonderful evening in the Lord. Be fruitful, be productive, and be what he called you, what he has called you to be. Jesus' name. Have a great evening, and may the presence of the Lord overtake you and be with you in the name of Jesus. Now go ahead. We can shout hallelujah one last time. We got about 1 minute left. Hallelujah. I wish I could hear y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You all have a good night. Bye-bye.